Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Spiegelman. I'm the manager for the infrastructure engineering team. I've been at DigitalOcean for a little over 3 years now, and my team's responsible for all servers up to the application layer. So what this means is we're responsible for configuration management, bootstrapping processes, server architecture, and lifecycle management of all hardware servers. So before we get in the full swing of things, I want to bore you a little bit with my story of how I got started in the industry. I was brought in as a junior engineer for the state of Delaware. I had an amazing manager named Eric Austin, who sat me next to a senior engineer named Rob Lanneman. Rob very quickly became my mentor. Any work that came across Rob's desk, he would ask me to do it and help me along to teach me the principles of how he did his job. This is how I learned most of what I know today about engineering, from this one single person who just took me under his wing. The reason Rob was in a position to be a mentor was because our manager, Eric, recognized the opportunity and set us up for success. Everyone here has a unique story on how they got started in IT. Some of you may be as lucky as I was to have a single point of contact to help you along. Others maybe had lots of mentors in different areas that taught you skills that got you to where you are today. Everyone's different. All of these concepts on mentorship, however they affected you, however big or small, is what drove me to be a manager in the first place. I truly believe mentorship drives our industry forward and creates better performing teams. The purpose of this talk is one method I have found to help foster mentorship inside of DigitalOcean. That being said, you all have to listen to me, and I get a chance to brag about my team. So my team is dope. I have a really awesome crew with a mix of backgrounds, experiences, and expertise. This picture is us from our offsite in New Orleans, and the other seven people scattered around have joined the team since that offsite. Folks here range from very hardware-focused individuals to more DevOps-focused SRE, and then a few full-on developers. I am a really, really lucky manager in that everyone here is just excellent at what they do. I started at DigitalOcean as an engineer, but since you can see I brag about my team a lot, they're better engineers than I ever was. This made me shift my passion. My passion went from coding and hardware to teaching and mentoring and growing people. So what to do? I wanted to start a program that gave people the opportunity to dig in and learn from my team. After much consideration and a few chats with my COO, Carl, who's here today, we came up with the DigitalOcean Fellowship Program. The program was designed to have people from outside of my team come and pair with us for a two-week period. They would not do their other job for 2 weeks, but they would be fully embedded in our team, our microculture, and our workflow processes. We started off the program with an email offering the program to the team we worked closest with, our 24/7 cloud operations team. Particularly one person on that team we knew was a power user, and my team got along with him extremely well. We worked out time with his manager to get a full 2 weeks off and from his normal duties. And again, this is a really important factor because you don't want somebody doing their normal duties and having to do 2 weeks pairing with your team. From there, we created a private Slack channel for him and the rest of the group. The Slack channel is great because we don't kick people out of the Slack channel when they're done with the fellowship program. We keep them in, and they then help bring more people on and continue to ask questions and learn and grow with the rest of the group. The first person was different to the second person. The second person was different to the third person. Surprise, surprise. I quickly learned as the manager that I needed to cater the program to the individual. Everyone's different. I accomplished catering the program to each individual in a few different ways. First, I had a pre-brief with the person doing the fellowship, just a one-on-one with the person. I would focus on what they feel they're good at, what they work on today, and most importantly, what their passion is. As I mentioned, my team has a wide range of responsibilities, so given what a person gave as their answer, I could direct them towards the group that was in their interest area. Next thing, tying people together that I felt would work well. Now, this is a bit of a hard point and something you have to just kind of feel out as a manager, but often you see two people that you know could work well together. You can't really force a mentoring partnership. It has to come naturally or it just won't work well. That being said, you can bring two people together to see if they click and learn from each other. If I know someone is interested in hardware and firmware issues, for example, I can pair them with the architect on the hardware side of things, and hopefully they'll get along with similar interests. I've seen strong bonds come from this. Finally, changing the program mid-program. If someone isn't clicking into the program or isn't learning the things they want to learn, we need to move quickly and change. Sometimes that could be as easy as changing the people they're pairing with, or have the person just work on a different project. 2 weeks is a pretty short amount of time to embed someone into a team, so we really have to make the most of it. Because we cater the program to each individual, going through the actual fellowship is different for each person, but we try to follow at least some sort of basic template. The first week, the fellow will pair with as many engineers on the team as possible. So there are about 15 engineers on the team now, so we try to pair them with, you know, at least 8 or 9 people. And then this gives the fellow a healthy sense of like what subject matter experts are there and what kind of things that we're working on. The second week, we try to have the fellow pick a project they want to focus on. This project could be a current project the team is working on, and they could code pair with the engineers that are working through the project. Or they could pick a project, notice a gap and say, hey, I see this gap, I wanna target this, I think I could help. And then maybe engineers pair with that, with the fellow to help them along. These are some quick quotes from people who have done the fellowship program and some quick feedback they've provided. You will notice it's not always engineering or development skills that people learned. It's really interesting, but sometimes it's soft skills working with the engineering team or interpersonal skills that the person picks up. I think this is really cool. Benefits for us. We see a load of benefits from doing the program. First and foremost, we hope it's good for the fellow. But that's obviously the goal of the program. But we also see some cool other benefits that I didn't realize until we had a handful of people actually do it. DigitalOcean is a very fast-growing company. We're at about 500 people nowadays. 3 years ago when I joined, we were only 100 people. It's hard when you're so fast-growing to know exactly what every team around you is doing, especially as an individual contributor. When you are focused on your work and you lose focus on org changes that are happening and new groups are popping up around you. The fellowship program brought individuals from outside our team into our team, which brought their experiences and their goals from their team. We discovered and learned a lot about how other teams work outside of our own. It also taught other people about our team and what we are focused on and how we operate. At the end of the fellowship, I also do an exit interview with a person, and it's always interesting to hear how they learned and how they got a better understanding of our team and what our team does on a daily basis. And then there's Slack. I can talk a lot about the blessing and curse of Slack. It would probably take an hour, so we're before lunch here, so I'm going to focus on one point. Slack, unfortunately, dehumanizes people. If you have people in your company that are remote, it's really hard for them in one way or another to communicate. You see a name, a handle on Slack, but you don't put a face or a personality to it. It's just another Slacker. People who have never interacted with a person outside of the Slack communicate differently to a person they have met in person and worked with before. The fellowship program absolutely helps with this. After a person spends 2 weeks with us, our bidirectional communication style is completely different and vastly improved. We know each other. We have a mutual understanding. We now know that we are both human and not a robot behind Slack. And therefore, we're more communicative in Slack when we talk to each other. It's awesome. I've mentioned I feel my team is currently a performing team. I strongly believe that the 2 points here are two major drivers in that. We have a healthy mix of strong senior engineers and hungry, driven young engineers. Furthermore, a few of the less senior engineers on the team have been at DigitalOcean for longer than the senior engineers. I think this creates an amazing dynamic of a less senior engineer with more historical relevance in the company and a more senior engineer bringing in an outside perspective. The fellowship program has helped us keep a healthy mix of engineers coming into our team from other parts of the organization that are up for the challenge. So going back to the picture of my team for a second, 6 of these individuals joined the team from the fellowship program over a 2-year time frame. This has kept a really awesome mix of experience rolling into the team from other areas of the organization. I also do feel it helps individual contributors in other parts of the organization, especially on the operations side of the house, know that they have an area to grow into if they want to. Okay, so it's not all rainbows and butterflies. The fellowship takes up a lot of time. Throughout the 2 weeks of the program, I have at least 3 one-on-ones with the person. Then the person does one-on-ones with a lot of the engineers and pairing with the engineers, and then I need to send emails to figure out, you know, who wants to join for the next round of fellowship, and then I need to work with managers to figure out scheduling and 2 weeks off on their team. So it just takes up a lot. It's a lot of energy, a lot of time. That being said, we're on about our 20th person doing the fellowship now, and we're still going. Even with the time sink, the benefits far outweigh these challenges. Nope, not gonna work. Okay, so about 6 months ago, someone on my team came to me in a one-on-one and said, hey, do you think our metrics team would do a fellowship program? If they would, I'd love to participate. It's a really proud moment for me, love it. A couple of meetings and talking through some lessons learned with the manager of the metrics team later, and boom, they had a fellowship program started. What I really love about this is not only is the mentoring and training of the fellowship program propagating, but it's also an important lesson that mentoring and learning does not always come from more senior to less senior engineers. But more often, it comes from peers that are of equal skill set who just have different subject matter experts, and they help each other in those different areas. What is important is to always remember that you have something to learn. The minute you think you've learned everything you need to know, this industry will spit you out. Most of the people here have probably gotten to where they are because they accept this rule. Always be learning. Always take advantage of people around you that are willing to teach you. And please give back by teaching people around you. Today, there are 4 fellowship programs set up at DigitalOcean across 4 different segments of the company. Metrics, networking, infrastructure, and support. My goal for coming here is to try to influence more mentorship, whether through a fellowship program like this or otherwise. I'm truly passionate about this subject and would love to talk to anyone who has ideas on how this might fit into their organization, or please come teach me on how your organization has helped foster mentorship. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Tom?
Have you tried 3 weeks?
Tried what?
For 3 weeks. Do it for 3 weeks instead of two. We also run similar thing, and we're thinking of that.
2 weeks is hard enough to get time from the managers to get them away. I'd love to do like a month with certain people. It's just really hard. I've actually talked to our product engineering side of the house, and they talked about doing a 2 to 3 month program. The longer the better. You're going to embed somebody with the team, and the more time they spend with the team, the more productive they're going to be contributing, and the more you're going to get out of it. So, you know, everyone benefits with more time, but, you know, people are hired for a job, right? And to pull them away for longer than 2 weeks is really difficult.
Thanks. You mentioned you hired 6 out of the 20 fellowships, right? So how do you prevent the perception of this being a recruitment in disguise kind of activity?
I have to work with managers that are interested in their ICs doing this program. And the fact of the matter is, it is partially a recruiting thing if we have ICs in the operations side of the house that want to grow. And what DigitalOcean fosters in a really good way is that we want to keep good people in the company. And if we block people in an ops role that want to grow into more of a DevOps, SRE, development role, then they're going to leave. And we don't want that to happen. These good people, we want to stay and grow within the company. I fully want my people, if they're interested, I mentioned person interested in the metrics team. If that person wants to grow into that role, he's a great engineer. And I would much rather him grow into a role that he's interested in than leave the company to go somewhere where he has more interest. So it is difficult because at a certain level, yes, like I am recruiting from other areas of the company. But I do think that those managers have recognized what I just mentioned about potential and growth of an employee.
Hi. How much does this mentorship program impact the velocity of your own team? So if there's an extra task of onboarding someone, and do you see this impact?
I can tell you that over the last couple of months, we've been very heavily involved in a project, and we have not taken on new fellows. So it absolutely affects the velocity. I also don't want to bring somebody into the fellowship program and then have them have a bad experience because my team is too busy to really pair with that person. Timing has to be done well, and we have to make sure that we have room to, we have room for that person to grow. Now, it really depends on the individual how much velocity that's going to take away. I mentioned that the first person who did it, was already clicking with my team. We knew each other very well already, and I knew that him joining the team wouldn't have much of an impact. But there have been other people that have been interested in the program that are not even in ops teams. They're in like a people team, for example. And I'd love for them to do the fellowship program because I think that's awesome. But that's going to take a lot more time from my team. So it does affect velocity, and I think it's all about timing.
Thank you.
When you're trying to convince a manager to give someone up for 2 weeks, what sorts of arguments have been effective or make a good business case?
Luckily, I haven't really had to argue.
Well, what kind of case do you present to them?
I talked to most of the managers of the team, of the specific teams that I knew would have interest in the fellowship program before I even started the program. To say, this is what I want to do, this is how it benefits your team, and this is what I'm going to ask. And we had quite a few conversations around that. And then when I ask for individuals, we go through the individual, what projects they're working on, and when could we schedule. I don't deem on my schedule. I ask for some time frames from the manager to ask when they could be available.
So what sort of benefits to the sending team do you put forth, or have managers found to come back when their person comes back, assuming you didn't hire them?
So one of the quotes that was up, if that slide worked, was a quote about how the person learned about automation, and he grew his focus on Ansible and his mindset on automation from the fellowship program. So hopefully one of the benefits is people taking what they learn back into their team and hopefully mentoring within their team. Anyone else?
Hi. How often do you run this program, and how many people are on your SRV team?
Sorry, how many people have gone through the program?
No, how many people does your SRV team has in order to support these fellowship programs, and how often do you run them?
I run the program in waves, so I send out an email to the company and see how many people sign up. So based on how many people sign up, I do 2-week, obviously, segments. Normally, there's like a week break in between just so we can settle things, and then we'll do the next person. So this last wave, we had 6 people sign up, and we're halfway through right now. After we finish the next 3, then I'll send out another wave email and ask who wants to join. There's been no lack of interest or lapse in the program, other than if we're busy on something and we just can't take a person at that time. We also, our team has grown so much that we used to be just one big team. Now we're departmentalized a little bit into like hardware and DevOps and development. So based on a person's interest, we can put them into, you know, that vertical. And we've actually done 2 fellows at a time at different points where we knew that they weren't in the same interest area.
So that's all the questions we have time for. Let's give Tom one more round of applause.